Armed groups in Lebanon have reportedly fired shells on Syrian army positions near the Lebanese border. We don't have any information on the possible casualties, and there's been no official comment by either Syrian or Lebanese authorities. The shellings took place after Syria reinforced its post on the Lebanese border. Witnesses in northern Lebanon say Syria has built up its troops along the downstream of the Nahr al-Kabir border area. Lebanese President Michel Soliman ordered the army earlier in the day to prevent militants from crossing into neighboring Syria. Damascus had warned on Thursday that its troops would fire into Lebanon if terrorist groups continue to infiltrate into Syrian territory. Let's talk to Michael Malouf, former Pentagon official from Washington. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Malouf, Syria had warned Lebanon to take out the insurgents before it, meaning Syria takes matters into its own hands. How likely would have Syria entered Lebanon?
Well, I think it could be very likely because they want to get rid of the enclaves of rebels who would be occupying that area. And I think that If it looks like the Syrian government's going to take the initiative and be successful, then I think that that's good. But it's been known for quite some time that the Saudis had intelligence agents up there. They've been paying people off to join the rebel forces, and it's getting out of hand. And I think that the fact that the Lebanese government is taking action at this point is important. Maybe a little too late, but I think it's important that they take that initiative and try to clean out those enclaves. Otherwise, the Syrians conceivably could come down, and I think that they would.
But I mean,
those enclaves constitute a major threat.
Indeed, but if Syria entered Lebanon, I mean, wouldn't the West and its allies, wouldn't they have taken advantage of this and class it as some sort of aggression to, you know, fight back against Syria?
I think I think if there was any penetration from Syria, it would probably be just hitting those enclaves. Hot pursuit, for example, chasing you. The fact that the Syrian government is trying to rid itself of the aggression from the rebels, I think is something that would be recognized, but I don't, and probably condemned by the West. But on the other hand, I don't think any country is going to take any unilateral action as long as it can be shown that these enclaves of rebels were using Lebanon as a base to launch attacks back into Syria. I think that that is a very serious development.
And of course, Britain and France are trying to bypass the EU's arms embargo and send arms to the insurgents. I mean, why provoke the situation and not give dialogue a chance?
Well, I think France is biting at the bit, but the EU has a prohibition on arms until May. Now, the French and the British are trying very hard to change that. I don't think they're going to be successful. As long as the United States is not backing it, I think it's not going to happen. And I think it will constitute a major arms race if that were to occur, if those sanctions were lifted. I think this is what the rebels are hoping for, that they can provoke and then thereby try to bring sympathy from the West onto their to back up their positions. The whole idea is to try and discredit the Syrian government, and in using Lebanon as a base, I think is something that the Lebanese government should not tolerate.
Indeed. Well, Michael Malouf, former Pentagon official from Washington, thanks for your time and thoughts, sir.